Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, hey guys, it's Candace
and Kayla,
and we're a little directionally challenged.
We totally thought we'd have everything figured out by the time we were 30.
But surprise, we don't.
We don't.
We don't have anything figured out.
And it's totally okay. And today we're going to stop and ask for a little life direction from two really impressive women that we are so excited to have here from Harvest Home. Guys, this is going to be really special. We're going to talk about mommyhood. We're going to talk about motherhood. We've got Sarah Wilson with us. She is the executive director of Harvest Home.
And we also have Nicole with us, who is an alumni of the Harvest Home program and here to share her story with us. So let's give them a big round of applause.
So Harvest Home is here in Los Angeles, and it is an actual home. That's not just the name. It's this really beautiful home that is a wonderful place that welcomes in homeless pregnant women and not only gives them a place to stay and to live and to gives them the physical and emotional support they need while their baby's being born, but also there's programs that allows them to get a job afterwards, to be prepared for motherhood and be prepared to find a job. Obviously, you guys are going to be able to tell us a lot more about that. But what I love is that all four of us here are spending this evening together. We don't know each other that well, but immediately we are already bonded because all four of us are mothers. And that is a really beautiful, special thing. And we have the newest member of the Mommy Club. I think we should all just introduce ourselves. So Kayla, kick us off.
So those of you who don't know, I have a newborn baby. She's 5.5 weeks old, so not really getting a lot of sleep right now. We're getting about 2.5-3 hours of sleep. It's real fun. No, but we love her. Shout out to my husband, who also is here tonight. But let's also introduce all the other babies we have. So, Nicole, how old is your son?
My son is 6. He just turned 6 August 3rd. So I'm still going back and forth between 5 and 6, but he is 6.
And Sarah?
And I have a 2-year-old little boy named Jude.
And Candace.
And then between my husband and I, we've got 3 children. We've got our oldest is about to turn 17, my oldest stepdaughter, and then 14 for our second oldest. I do not call her middle child. I call her second oldest. And then we have a 3.5-year-old together as well, who we're constantly chasing around.
And I think one question that sometimes when you're a mother that's hard to acknowledge is, did you want to have children? Because sometimes you don't and sometimes you do. And guess what? Sometimes it just happens. So I know for me, growing up, I always wanted to have kids, but knowing when to have them was always a hard time. Like, when are you ready? When are you ready? And I constantly had this conversation with a lot of women that I meet. Are you ready? And the truth is, you're never really ready. You'll never be ready. So just go for it and do it. How do you guys feel about that?
So I have an 11-year-old girl as well, Jacinda. So both times I wasn't ready, but I got ready when I found out that I needed to be ready. So
it's funny how that happens, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and for me, I think I always wanted to have kids, but it's a timing thing, right? So my husband and I, we'd actually been married for 8 years, and he was past 40, and one day said, you know, I don't want to have kids at home when I'm 60. And I was like, dude, do a little math, and then maybe we should have some conversations. So that's how that went down.
I feel like we had, even though we'd only been married for a short amount of time, we, for some reason, thought we'd already been like, we're like, oh yeah, it's time. It's time for us to have kids. This is the perfect time. And we were really lucky that we were able to get pregnant pretty quickly. And I remember taking that test and being like, oh my gosh, like, oh no, it's positive. And he's like, yeah, I know, that's what we were trying to do. That's the whole point. Like, and I was like, but I'm going to Paris with my girlfriends next week. This is terrible time. I take it back. What are we doing? The cheese, the wine.
Not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed too at that moment.
Yeah, I know. All the cheese and the wine. Well, so when you found out that you were pregnant then, for all of us, what was that like? I was crying over my cheese and my wine.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised, but also very happy and alone in my bathroom and going, okay, I can't wait to tell my husband. Here we go. It was a good moment. We'd been trying for a while, so I felt happy and grateful for it. But that's the thing about it. You just never know when it happens. How about you?
Yeah, for me, so I was of a certain age as well. And so you think like, oh, it's going to take a while. And I had a similar experience to Candace where it was like, oh, okay, I'm pregnant. So I actually went out and I bought a card for my husband that said, welcome to diaper town, population U. And I happened to work in a place where there are diapers readily available. So I got a diaper and I put it in a bag and I wrote inside that card. It just got real, except for I might have used a different word. And I gave it to my husband, and then we both went, is this really happening? And of course it is, and it's wonderful. But I had this similar thing of like, oh, life's changing. Life's changing.
Yeah. So when I had my daughter, when I found out I was pregnant with her, I was living in a stable home, and everything was well. So I was more excited than anything. And then once I found out her gender, which was a girl, I felt like I won the lottery because I wanted a girl. And so that was a different time and a different scenario. I was homeless for about 6 months before I found out I was pregnant with my son. And I knew I was pregnant before I did a test because I started craving salads and milk. And I'm not a milk drinker. Like, I like it in cereal, but I'm not like a, you know, glass kind of girl, whatever, milk drinker. So I knew something was wrong or different. And then also, though, at the time, I was doing a lot of like dollar menus to eat, but I would save up to buy salads, which would be like $4 or $5 from fast food places. And so I knew I was pregnant. And then after I got the test, had the test done and found out for sure that I was excited and nervous equally. I was excited because I would be able to have like bring another life into the world, and then nervous and terrified because I didn't know how I was gonna fix being homeless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm complaining about missing out on French cheeses, so it's obviously a completely different scenario. First, how did you become homeless? What led to that? And also, then where does someone, if you are homeless, go to take a pregnancy test? Like, I will let you take over.
Okay, so what led me to become homeless was, I think, injustice in our criminal system. I shared custody at the time of my daughter with her father. She shared that she was being hurt by him and his family. And out of impulse, I tried to take her away. But because I shared custody and there was a custody order in place, you know, I obviously went against that custody order, was arrested because of that, served 33 days in LA County Jail. And then upon release, I was homeless. I had nothing. I had nowhere to go, no job, no money, no car. I had nothing. And that's from coming from having a job since I was 16 and having my own place and car and everything. So that's what led me to homelessness.
Even though you had explained to them that you were looking out for the best interest of your daughter, I know that there are legal routes that are meant to be taken, but even expressing that, it just, the custodial agreement was stronger than that?
Yes, and
I know it's complicated.
Yeah, and just due to our history and the custodial battle before and just everything that had happened before that, she was given right back to him. So there was no questioning because I was deemed, you know, the wrong party for having tried to take her as opposed to going to the, you know, court or whatever.
Well, and as mothers, do we not all like do what is we think is best for our kid? And
of course,
never think that like there's going to be something like that that's going to result from that, right? Like you do what's best for your kid and you go. I mean, I think that we all as mothers have that just as our instinct, right?
And anyone who's even just gotten a speeding ticket knows that like any kind of dealing with the court system, it's not like, okay, I'm going to leave a message and in the morning, everyone's going to get back to me and this is going to happen really fast. Things take time and there's a lot of people to go through. And
money. So
and money.
Dealing
yes.
with any sort of legal system, whatever it be, hiring an attorney would be great. You know, I needed to have done that back then, but I had no money, no savings, no money. So that also played a really big part in the whole situation.
So you find yourself released from prison and then you're on the streets. Now what? What do you do? Tell us about what that experience was like.
So it was just really hard. The friends who I thought I had before I got incarcerated weren't truly friends, you know? I think my circle of people, though, were just trying to survive and make it anyway, right? So I come back out and I reach out to a couple people who are kind of willing to let me crash on their couch. I didn't have a strong familial system, but my father, who was always in and out of my life, in a sense, kind of stepped in, but I also couldn't always stay with him. So that kind of pushed me towards getting with my son's father, because he had a job at the time and he had a car at the time. And so for me, being on the streets and seeing that, I was like, okay, that's stability. That's what stability looks like for me right now. And plus, I had a felony at that point, having never gone to jail. And then I come out, now I have a felony. You can't just go and get a job. Like, that's another factor that was really, really hard, that made it really hard for me to restabilize. So it pushed me towards getting with my son's father. Flash forward, I end up pregnant. So I realized after I found out I was pregnant, life has to change, like everything has to change now because it's not just me anymore. So I Googled something, right? And Harvest Home generated, and I called, and I found out that, oh, it's a process. You know, other shelters out there in the street, when you're single, like when you're not pregnant, you just show up, you spend the night, you get out. So that's what I was expecting kind of with Harvest Home, not really knowing much. But when I had called and I found out, oh, it's like an intake process. And so I decided after I found that out to go back online because I wanted to have like a backup plan in case Harvest Home didn't work out.
When you say process, doesn't mean, what does that mean? You go to Harvest Home and meet with them, or?
It was going to be a phone call first, so an intake phone call, which was going to be about 30 minutes. And then after that, there would have, if I remember correctly, there would have been a deliberation, right? This was like 7-8 years ago, so don't quote me. But anyway, so there would have been a phone conversation. Then they would have deliberated, and then they would have had an intake session with me in person. Then they would have deliberated, and then a decision would have been finalized.
So yeah, you need a backup plan just in
case. I needed a backup plan. So I went back to Google and I typed in my search and Google, whatever I typed in, and Harvest Home did not generate. So I was like, huh, that's kind of weird. Like I thought at the time I had put in kind of like the same keywords, but that wasn't the case, obviously. But yeah, I got into Harvest Home within 3 weeks, which come to find out is an extremely fast and unusual process.
Sarah, you've been with Harvest Home for how many years?
6 years.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about that process from Harvest Home's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, kind of to add a little color there, so we actually get over 500 calls a year. And at our home in Venice, we have 10 rooms. And so we have generally the opportunity to serve about 25 to 30 women a year, depending on, you know, due dates and how long women stay. And so, yeah, we have this process to really ensure that the women who are coming into our program are like ready to kind of, it's kind of like mommy boot camp to some degree, right? It's like just kind of getting ready for all that brings. So so we have a phone interview first, and then we do an in-person interview, and then we have women move in after that. So it's a little bit of a process, but really important on our end to ensure that the resources that we're able to use, that we're really partnering along with women that are ready kind of for change to come in their life. And then also we have babies and minors in the home. So, you know, just safety and stability is just so important to us as we go through that process.
I have to tell you, the second you walk into the home, you feel the love. And there is something so special about what you guys create there. And I'm sure, Nicole, you can testament to that. But it truly is a special place. And can you talk us through a few of the programs that you guys have there for the moms?
Sarah, yeah. Do you want to?
Or Nicole,
either? Nicole, do you want to share about some of your...
I mean, I just haven't been there for so long, but I so remember so much. So there's like baby and me courses, so we could watch videos. And we actually have to like write a little summary about what we just learned. So that's helpful. We do what to expect when you're expecting. I appreciated that there's like a weekly Bible study, which for me, like kind of turned me back around to focusing on God. Being homeless, there wasn't much focus, you know, because I was just trying to make it every day. But that was good. And it's the same people coming in, usually the same people coming in and doing each course. So that was also really nice because we got to become familiar with the people who are like educating us or growing us. So I definitely appreciated that.
Yeah, so we have five program areas, and no, Nicole touched on each of those a little bit. So we have parenting is one of the key program areas, so helping moms prepare for motherhood. Our mission statement actually says that Harvest Home exists to equip women to become great moms. And so much of our program is centered around that in each of these five areas. So parenting is one of them, financial independence, which is everything kind of on the being able to get a job and manage your money and those type of things. Our emotional and mental well-being program. So that's uber important on the class side. And then we also have a therapist on our staff team. So there's individual therapy sessions weekly, as well as group therapy in the home. Nicole mentioned our spiritual growth program. And then physical health, right? Like, your body's changing when you're pregnant. I have to say, I actually had my baby while I was working at Harvest Home. And I was like, I need to go through this program. Like, so much of the programming and things that that we provide are really just equipped to help women walk through that transition to motherhood. And I just think that's really, really a high value in it.
And if I may add, we also did Boundaries, which is a book by Townsend and Cloud, which they are pastors, but I believe they're also therapists, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, that doing that book, like, we read it, but we also had a workbook. And doing that was so beneficial, because a lot of us women who end up homeless and pregnant, our boundaries, like, have just been torn. Like, we weren't raised in an environment where we could have boundaries and say no to things, and then we become homeless, and that cycle just continues and continues. So doing that workbook was so vital to growing me and being able to, like, become a better mom to, like, my unborn child, and developing safe relationships moving forward.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Describe your style in one word. Simple, sophisticated, adventurous. However you dress, the stylist at Stitch Fix can help you find your new favorite piece. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you. First, you complete a style profile, then an expert personal stylist will send you a hand-picked box of items based on your preferences. They have solutions for women, men, and kids all over the US, and now the UK. With no subscription required, you can pick between automatic shipments or only get new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Plus, the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from your box. I love how easy it is to develop your own style profile. Sometimes it gets so stressful trying to pick out things to wear for the day, especially when you've got kids and you got to get them dressed for the day. Stitch Fix is the perfect opportunity to streamline all of that and have someone help you for once. Maybe you need help getting dressed in the morning instead of just your kids. So guys, get started today at stitchfix.com/challenged and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/challenged for an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. stitchfix.com/challenged.
And we're back.
What I love about Harvest Home is everything that you guys just said, and especially, like, that's, like, when you think of mommy boot camp, I don't know what your experience was recently, Kayla, but I feel like all the classes I took, and I also wanted a natural birth, so I was living in Denver, I was ready to, like, sit in a bathtub with lavender salts and, like, have dolphins singing in the background. My poor husband was shaking his head the whole time. No, you were very supportive. But I learn more about, like, the poop colors, you know, for anyone who doesn't have kids, you learn a lot about poop colors, yeah. Especially the first few weeks. It's very crazy. I have a whole chart. And
I'm really happy I don't have any on my white dress.
Yes, yes. And I could name all the colors for you. But the thing that I think you miss out on sometimes is the emotional support. I mean, even when we were just chatting over here, Nicole, you were asking Kayla, like, how are you doing? And Kayla immediately was like, the baby. You're like, the baby's great, the baby's great. And you said, no, how are you doing? And that's what I think is sometimes missing in this modern, like, mommy has it all, superwoman world, where we just need to look at each other as mothers and say, how are you feeling? How are you recovering? We're all in it together to take care of these children. But that's what I think is so special about Harvest Home, is it's a community of women that are there not only to support each other, like, you know, be like, hey, yeah, I'll watch maybe while you got to go to the bathroom, because that's a whole thing too. You just need eyes on these babies. Yeah. But you're there for that emotional relatability to each other. And that's a superpower. Are there connections that you remember there that just left an imprint on you that you'll always have?
Yeah. So having the other women moms there, or even pregnant women, you know, who hadn't had their babies yet. The support in the house was really great in the sense that, yeah, can I take a shower and can you hold my baby for 5 minutes, maybe three? Like having them around and their willingness to help with the babies was amazing. And we all pitched in at different times, but staff also steps in all the time. Like, it's just amazing how much staff steps in, but then we also have like volunteers come in. Even like the people who teach classes would hold our babies. And it was just like this whole support system, but from every aspect, every genre of womanhood in the house, you know, staff, volunteers, the other residents, it was everywhere.
I worked at Harvard.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I was home for 4 years before I had my own baby, and then I had a baby. And I struggled so much postpartum because I had watched these rock star moms for 4 years make it look easy. Mm. And I'm sitting here going, I mean, seriously, the moms at Harvest Home, they're so committed to whatever they need for their long-term like health and stability for themselves and for their babies that they just do it. They make it happen. I could count on one hand the number of complaints I've heard about sleepless nights, and I am not making that up. I'm serious. That I just don't hear complaints like that. And so then I have my kid, and I have my mother and my mother-in-law and my husband and all these people, and I'm like, I want to go to Harvest Home. They make it look so easy there, you know, which is, of course, like such a silly, stupid thing to say, but you just realize how universal the challenges are, you know, of becoming a new mom and how important just the emotional support is in that transition, because it really is, no matter where you are in life, it's such a transition going from, you know, just being a mom to all of a sudden, or sorry, from before being a mom to all of a sudden having this like person that you're responsible for, you know, you'll never be alone ever again. That is, I mean, physically, but emotionally.
Or in the bathroom. You'll never be alone in the bathroom ever again.
No, or shower.
Ever.
Nicole, one thing I love about your story is I think it's just so moving, right? And I really commend you for being up here with us and being honest about the entire process. Do you feel like people have make assumptions about why people end up homeless?
I know I did. growing up in the city I did of Gardena and just watching the people around me and seeing people around me get incarcerated and then come out and be struggling, or people who are asking for money on the street. Like, I had the idea of, well, you went to jail, you did the crime, you did something wrong, you didn't fix it. And after I got incarcerated and came out and was homeless, I was like, oh, wait, what? Like, I wasn't aware of the social injustice. And not even, and after that, you know, after being at Harvest Home and restabilizing and getting a job again, I worked for some political campaigns with Susan Burton, who's this amazing woman who houses formerly incarcerated women. And being around her, I learned so much more about our criminal justice system and the injustices with that. And so I personally had some negative connotations with formerly incarcerated people that just wasn't true. So I would imagine other people might think the same and have the same ideas that I did without having physically gone through the challenges.
For all of us as mothers, what is the thing that was harder than you thought it would be? And then what's something that you thought would be hard, but it's actually the totally easy?
Well, I was going to say the sleep thing, but I can't say that now after what Sarah said. So
suck it up, Kayla.
But I'm just going to answer honestly. For me, it does feel like the lack of sleep, only because I feel like my brain doesn't compute things the same, and I feel like I'm kind of a shell of who I normally am because sleep is so important, and you see why they use it when they, you know, torture people. It does seem that I get it now. I get it. So I'm just going to be honest. And for me right now, with the 5.5-week-old, that is my reality. I'm sure it'll change as she grows, and maybe it won't. We'll see. But how about you guys?
Yeah. For me, having two children and having my first baby compared to my second baby, I was comparing. And that was a horrible thing to do, but I didn't know any better, right? So I'm thinking, oh, I'm a pro at this newborn thing because I've done it before. And then I had my son and I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is not the same child, you know, which makes sense because they're totally two different human beings. But I thought, oh, I'm the same mom, so it'll just be the same. And it just was not at all. So that was something that I did that I really shouldn't have done. And I didn't know any better, but the whole comparing thing. And even now, you know, they're just two completely different humans, different personalities, different temperaments, different everything. So that's something that I would tell moms, like, don't ever, if you have a, you know, you're going on your second baby, like, don't compare, because that's not going to be of benefit to anybody.
For me, it was two words, breastfeeding. Like you, Candace, with the like, oh, I'm going to have a natural birth. I was like, I'm just going to breastfeed, and it's just going to be like there, and it's going to spew, and I'm going to be able to like give it to the masses because I'm going to have so much breast milk.
All the men's faces right now in the audience.
I do want to say this is called What She Said, so sorry. But yeah, and then I didn't. I had just tons of cascading things that caused me to not be able to breastfeed, to cause my baby to have a really hard time. And I tried for 4 weeks and nearly like caused myself into like really bad postpartum depression because of it. And so I now have adopted, I'm probably going to get flogged by certain people for saying this, but I've really now adopted the breast is best if it's best for mom and baby. I think, you know, for me, I feel like I've grown in empathy so much as a new mom because it's like you're being led into a club and you understand like, oh, mom brain's a real thing. I thought those people were just using that as an excuse. You know, just all of those things that you do have then a shared experience. And I feel like it opens you up to just things you didn't know before.
I thought that my life really didn't have to change. I was like, No, it's just now I'm going to have a baby. And then I still do all the things and go to all the dinners. And I tried to keep up with that for a really long time. And I would just bring her everywhere with me. And then you realize, no, it does have to change and you want it to change. That was like the turning point for me. I was like, no, I want it to change. And even as a stepmom, there was a big point for me within the past couple of years where I was like, oh, no, this is what a mom is supposed to be like. And this is what a maternal representative of the household is supposed to say about cleaning your room and you know, be home at this time, as opposed to just looking for just the emotional connection with our children. And even for our toddler together, it was not, well, this is my life and you're just in it. It's like, no, my life is different and I want it to be different. And it's beautiful if you open yourself up to that. And that's been the biggest, which I would have never thought I'd learn between the teen, the tween, and the toddler all at once. But when it smacked me in the face, I'm like still working on it some days, but most of the time I'm acing it and it feels good.
So for each of us, what did our hardest day as a mom look like? What does that day look like in Harvest Home and outside of Harvest Home? What, for me, I know it's just anytime I'm covered in poop and exhausted and whatever, I'm just look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, who are you? I don't understand. Like, are you seriously the same person or not? I don't know. But I know that it's just different for every one of us. So what was the hardest day for you as a mom?
So at Harvest Home, we have a communal dinner Monday through Friday. Or we did. Do we still?
Yeah.
Okay. We have that Monday through Friday. So one of the moms cooks for everybody in the home. And then we sit down at the table and all eat together and, you know, share our lives, our days with each other. So my son, Elijah, always wanted to be connected to me. Like I couldn't put him down and then I couldn't give him to anybody because then he would just scream in their ears. So those were the hardest times when I would have to cook because he didn't find solace with anybody else. So I had to adapt and just get one of those carriers and just constantly keep him with me. Yeah, so that was really hard. He was very attached to being physically on me all the time. Outside of that, now, I mean, he's six now, but I did have to release this earlier this year. I realized, like, having a time schedule, like a rigid time schedule, and trying to meet that all the time, I had to let that go because it was not conducive to my household, and I don't think it's conducive to anybody who has kids. Like, you know, oh, they got to be to bed at 8, 8, 8, 8, and then I was like focusing on that, and so I really just had to let go of the time thing and just kind of let life happen. And you know, if he goes to sleep at 10 on his school night, he's still okay.
Yes, I think our daughter is still awake right now, probably watching Aladdin for the fourth time, so yes. Well, I want everyone to, we're going to do a little quick Q&A, but first I want everyone to learn about what they can do to educate themselves about Harvest Home and what Harvest Home has coming up.
Yeah, so some exciting things in Harvest Home's future. So our organization is 35 years old. So actually in the last 35 years, we've had 600 moms like Nicole and their families live in our home and come through our program. And it's crazy to think that there are 35-year-olds walking around in this world right now because they had that first home at Harvest Home, which is just amazing. And for the last several years, we've been working towards expanding and opening a second home. I mentioned we get over 500 calls a year. There are estimates by the LA County Health Department that there are over 5,000 women every year that are pregnant and homeless. And in our city, there are about 70 beds for those women. So there's just such a lack of resources for that need. And so we've been working towards expanding and opening a second home. And I'm probably not supposed to publicly share this, but I'm going to tell you guys about it because it's so exciting that is happening. So we'll be sharing lots of details to come. Awesome. We were working, actually, our goal was to double the house, and we're actually going to be tripling in just a very unique situation that quite literally dropped in our laps, which is so exciting. But as we're working towards that next year, there are so many ways to get involved. Like Candace said, we are local here in Los Angeles. Our current location is on the west side. Our new location that we'll be opening in 2020 is going to be in more central LA. And we need awesome women and men, but like you in this room, to step up and help volunteer to help open up your spheres of influence, to share with other people that might be interested in contributing in some way, whether it be financially or their skills or talents or opening up their networks. I mean, we all know that there's, can I use the word Rolodex? That like dates me. I'm very old. What do we say now instead of Rolodexes? But to open up your Google contacts.
It's like your Snapchat fires. It's like your Snapchat strokes. Yeah, streaks.
Your Snapchat. Hashtag old. but if you are at all compelled by Nicole's story and want to get involved in any way, shape, or form in helping make sure that this happens, we have a place and we're building a team and we want you to be involved. So that's what I would say. And I would just say every time we think about what will be, 20 new beds. It's so exciting and it gets overwhelming. And then I have to picture faces like Nicole and her son Elijah, who's now 6 years old and was one of the first babies that I ever had at Harvest Home. And I consider myself to be an auntie to him. I mean, it's just been amazing to watch him grow up and to know that those are not just, 20 rooms, but those are, 20 lives that are going to be impacted at a time. And so we're just super excited about that. And I'll be around. So if anyone's interested, I'd love to chat more. But
for those listening and also at the live taping, where can they find out about Harvest Home? What's the best way to contact you guys?
Yeah, so you can check out our Insta account. No, I'm just kidding. You can. It's Harvest Home LA. I do know that. But also our website is harvesthomela.org. And you can go there, learn more about our programs, what we do. There's also a direct link to give and get involved in that way.
Great. Well, we've got time just for a few questions. Does anyone
have
a question?
Before we start questions, we just want to thank the W Hotel so much for having us and the What She Said panel, because we are so honored and proud to have been a part of it. And now, does anyone have any questions that they want to ask Nicole or Sarah?
I see one up here.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
I love it.
This is beautiful. Christina will be walking around with the microphone.
Hello. I have one question. Can you tell us a little more about the What She Said program?
Yes, this is with the W Hollywood Hotel. I think they've been doing it at a bunch of W's, but it's a wonderful way for women to come together and share their stories, motivate each other, inspire each other.
Basically, just talk all things female. And we are so grateful to be a part of What She Said. And basically just to inspire others and share our stories.
When the W approached us, it was a couple months ago, but funny enough, on theme, it was around Kayla's due date initially going to come. And I don't know how to deliver a baby, but you guys might have, but at the time we decided to wait. But we knew that we wanted to sit up here with women that really inspired us to be better versions of ourselves, better mothers, and we are just so honored to have both of you from Harvest Home, because what you guys represent within this community, not just the community of LA, but community of mothers, is incredibly inspiring, and I hope has moved a lot of you out here tonight, because it's definitely moved us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so my question, first of all, I commend you for the program that you're doing. I think it's amazing. We've talked about doing some sort of nonprofit ourselves or something like that, because we run into women like that all the time. But we know placing people in homes is really difficult, and the turnover rate is like super long, and like there's a process for it. What is the turnover rate for like the women who stayed in your homes? Like how long till, you get to release a bed for a new woman who's pregnant, comes into the home?
Yeah, so great question. So in order to come into our program, women just have to be pregnant. So sometimes they've just taken a positive pregnancy test and it's like 8 weeks, and sometimes it's 8 months. The length of the program can vary if then moms are able to stay until their babies are between 3 and 6 months old. So the average stay is about 9 months. What we know about our program is that it's not just providing the housing for that short time. It's really providing a safe space for mom and baby to bond. And so much of brain development and education and everything happens in those for that 0 to 5 time frame. And so we really focus on not just like getting women off the streets, but also helping create that like healthy start for the family. And so it's about 9 months per mom there.
And I know, you know, Harvest Home has said, oh, it's like a shelter for homeless pregnant women. But as you said earlier, it's literally a 2-story home in a beautiful location, and every woman has their own bedroom. So technically, you know, I guess it's a shelter, but literally it's not, if that makes any sense. And so it is a home environment. So we all have our own bedrooms and you know, just shared living spaces like the living room and kitchen and stuff like that. But if I may say also with volunteers, even I think having like a volunteer to even do a class, you know, like for 3 months is like once a week or something like that would be great. We had like a nutritionist come in for a few months and taught some girls who had never cooked before how to cook. We had a sewing lady come before. Like there's just so many different ways for people to volunteer. And even like with babysitters, I needed a babysitter 3 days after I returned to Harvest Home from the hospital. I was taking a final. And that woman is my friend to this day, so 6 years later. So there's so much that could be done just through volunteering, and it might seem like, you know, something that's not a big deal, but you have no idea the impact that you could ultimately, you know, bestow upon these women who need support.
I love that. Any other questions?
So I have a 2-year-old and I was a really young mom. I was 21. I was single. I was terrified. And I struggled with really bad postpartum depression and anxiety because I had this idea in my head of the mom I wanted to be and I thought I was going to be. And I failed it every single day. I still do. And how do you, I guess all 4 of you, deal with that idea that you want in your head of the birth you wanted or the mom you wanted to be or anything like that versus at the end of the day, when you go to bed, what you actually accomplished and being okay with that and not feeling like you're struggling still?
I would say the first step is to understand that probably every single mom feels exactly the same as you.
Yes.
And so
yep.
We all have this, you know, sort of idea of who we should be, but it really is just an idea. And the reality is so different. And so I think the first step is just know you're not alone in that. And anyone else want to share?
I say, and at a certain point, like, you got to just not lower the bar, but it's like just do the basic checklist. Like, are you both, like, there?
Check.
Is there some sort of clothing on either or both of you?
Check.
Hopefully some food and water. And like, you know, maybe like a I love you and a hug and a cuddle. And are they sleeping? And are you sleeping? Are you taking care of yourself too? It's like at a certain point, you can't be like, well, I made a bento box lunch and then, you know, and they know 4 languages and I've run a marathon and now here's dinner, everybody. And I'm a businesswoman because that doesn't exist. And if it does, that sounds exhausting. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, just giving yourself grace, right? So you have these ideas, you have these goals you want to meet, milestones the kids are supposed to hit. And then that stuff doesn't happen. And so just knowing, again, like you're not alone, and knowing and just telling yourself, like, it's okay. Like, I did well for this day. Like, my baby's still here breathing. Like, everybody's, you know, we're okay. And it's okay to be okay, not reach these high standards that we all put in our own minds of what it's supposed to look like.
So I actually want to speak on behalf of another mom who was going to be on our panel tonight. And she had a day where her car broke down, all these things happened. And she was really trying to figure out how to get here. And then she had the wisdom at about 4 o'clock to just go, it's not going to happen and it's okay. And I think that there is such a lesson in that we just strive and we strive and we strive and we keep trying to find a way. And then sometimes it's okay to say, you know what? It's not going to happen today, and that's okay. And I think that we need to give ourselves permission to do that. And we also need to give other people permission to do that. Because I think we as moms hold ourselves to a high standard, we also have a tendency to hold other people to a high standard. So I think if we would all just admit, like, you know what, today it's not going to happen, that we would all be in a much better place with our mental health.
This is true. Well, I am glad, I think we all are, that this happened.
Yes.
And that you guys were able to be here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us from Harvest Home. Thank you so much to the W Hollywood Hotel. Woo! Your What She Said panel series is awesome. Like, guys, come back to these. This is so fun and inspiring. I'm feeling the girl power.
And we just want to say thank you to everyone who came, who traveled far. Someone said they walked here because they live so close. That's awesome, too.
Someone drove 400 miles.
Someone drove 400
really
miles.
Awesome. Amazing.
I owe you a drink. So thank you guys for coming. And if you are interested in Harvest Home, there's pamphlets on all your seats. And there are not only Sarah, but other representatives from Harvest Home are here. So come up and ask and talk and let's get involved. Let's do this.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Thank you guys.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Directionally Challenged. We love that you guys are joining us on this really fun journey, just trying to get a little bit more direction in life. And you know what else could help us? If you guys would go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review Directionally Challenged. It helps us kind of read all your fun comments and know what you guys are liking and who you like hearing direction from. And also, it's going to help other people find our podcast just to keep growing this really fun Directionally Challenged community. Guys, we love you. We love our listeners. And we can't wait for you to join us next week for an all new episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.